It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Tonight, we continue Candidate Week. There are several tight, contentious races in the area, and we here on The Download wanted to introduce some of the candidates running for office in the Illinois primary, which will be decided next Tuesday night, 1 week from tonight. Instead of a debate format, we decided to go more back-to-back, casual interviews. Give each major candidate equal time, similar questions, topics. Joining me tonight to help with the interviews, once again, Mike Fouché.
Good to be here.
Mike is the man behind AlderTrack.com, a subscription news site that covers all things Illinois politics. He's a regular here on the program. So tonight, we focused, last night we did the state Senate race with Patricia Van Pelt and Bob Fioretti.
Yeah, the West Side.
Tonight, we focus on the Democratic primary for the office of Cook County State's Attorney. The incumbent Anita Alvarez is being challenged by former Chief of Staff of the Cook County Board President President Tony Preckwinkle, Kim Fox, and former Cook County prosecutor Donna Moore, who is our first guest tonight. Moore was a federal prosecutor and a prosecutor with the state's attorney's office. She's currently the managing partner of the Chicago office of the law firm Fox Rothschild. Ms. Moore, great to be here. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's start. I mean, one of the things, I mean, you know, I mentioned that you were a federal prosecutor and I mentioned that you were with the state's attorney's office, and that was a couple years ago. I mean, you've been in private law for a while now. Why return? Why run for office as a state's attorney?
Well, the state's attorney's office is broken and the criminal justice system is broken. And if we want to change that, good people have to step up and run. And so rather than just complaining about what's wrong, I decided that I had to get up off the sidelines and go back into the public sector and run for office. So that's what I'm doing.
So, you know, I'm curious. I mean, you've hired former gang leader Gator Bradley.
Yep.
As your urban interpreter. That's what you're calling him. And so do you have a problem relating to minority communities? Why do you need an urban interpreter?
Well, it's urban interpreter is what he calls himself. He's part of my campaign team and part of helping me reach out to all different kinds of communities. Gator has contacts not only in the African-American community, but in the white community, and he's been great. He, both my opponents have questioned my hiring of Gator because he's a convicted felon. And yet they talk about restorative justice and giving ex-felons an opportunity to rehabilitate themselves and get back into society. And so rather than just talk about it, I believe in actually doing it. And Gator's a perfect example. He's been, he's been 40 years on the right side of the law. He's been married. He's married for 30 plus years. His kids have all gone to college. He's written a book. I wish I could bottle what he has and give it to everybody so when they come out of prison, they don't become repeat offenders.
So let's put it on the flip side a little bit and talk about something that police officers are concerned a lot about, which is in Chicago and Cook County, police officers have to check with a state's attorney or an assistant state's attorney before they can charge a felony. It's called felony review.
Correct.
And so a lot of cops hate it because they want to be able to charge somebody with what it is that they saw, and they don't want to have somebody interfere with that. What do you think of felony review?
Well, felony review is a really important part of the office. And the issue right now with felony review is that the assistants that are there aren't trained and don't always know the right thing to charge. And so there's a lot of frustration with the police about what happens in felony review. Ms. Alvarez changed the way it worked a bit when she got into office. I would change it because I don't think it's effectively being run right now. She has it countywide. Used to be city and suburban felony review. But the issue is, just by way of an example, there was a case a couple months ago where the police were chasing a car. There were gunshots being exchanged. They curbed the car. They arrest the three people in the car. They confiscate the gun. They take it to felony review, and the response they get from felony review is, well, we don't know what to charge because we don't know which person shot the gun. All three of these folks had extensive criminal records. The police overrode the state's attorney in felony review. They go to bond court. The assistant state's attorney in bond court dismisses the case, lets the three defendants go, and lo and behold, a couple days later, they see the error of their ways. They charge the three, but they can't find them now.
So you think it's good because it makes for stronger cases that go to court?
Well, felony review is a good way to keep cases from clogging up the system that aren't good, where you don't have the evidence to charge, where it might be a low-level drug offense, and right now we don't want to charge those offenses. Perhaps we give a citation. But the assistants in felony review also have to know when to charge and what to charge so the case properly gets to trial and you get a conviction.
So what's the difference between how it is that you charge a police officer and how you charge a regular citizen? So in the circumstances that we went through with Laquan McDonald case, how is that handled? How should that be handled differently?
Well, the way I think it should be handled is this, and I put out an op-ed on it with Sam Adam. There seems to be a concern, first of all, about you need to have a special prosecutor do this. And this is only a discussion that we are having under Anita Alvarez's term. We didn't discuss this. There weren't issues before Anita Alvarez took office. Her decisions are based on politics and not evidence. So what you need to do is negate the perception that the state's attorney's office can't be independent when reviewing a police case because they work closely with the police in most of their courtrooms. I would like to form a special unit made up of former assistant U.S. attorneys who don't deal with Chicago police on a day-to-day basis in their courtrooms. That group would report direct to me, so they wouldn't be dealing with intermediary supervisors who also deal with the cops on a day-to-day basis. They would be the first responders on a scene of a police shooting, not IPRA. You know, I don't know how
How does IPRA fit into all this then?
As far as I'm concerned, a police shooting is a criminal case until the state's attorney's office says it's not. And then IPRA can take their disciplinary action against the police. But there shouldn't be a non-law enforcement agency telling the state's attorney's office, who's elected by the people, whether or not a crime has been committed. That, to me, doesn't make sense. And if I were Anita Alvarez the past 7 years, I would have been yelling from the rooftops. And this is not a legal creation. This is an agreement with the city and the police department. As state's attorney, I don't agree to IPRA taking over my cases until I determine it's not a criminal case. And then my unit, made up of former federal prosecutors, reports to me. I issue a report that says why or why not I'm going to indict. Mm-hmm. And in that way, I'm transparent to the public, and people can start to trust how we're doing indictments again.
You know, let me ask you this, because in a recent forum, the incumbents called you and Kim Fox out for, you know, focusing on one issue about confidence in the justice system. She said there's much more to this job than just that. There's more this job entails. And she sort of intimated that you and the other challenger weren't up to it. What's your response to that?
Well, listen, Anita Alvarez has been a serial screw-up on every major case that has come through her office. She has put this county on the verge of civil unrest. We have marches down the street telling her, asking her, begging her to resign. So the fact of the matter is she's been in the office for 29 years. She's been state's attorney for 7, and the office is in worse shape than when she took over. And the city and the criminal justice system are in worse shape when she took over. So if that's what 29 years in as a career prosecutor get you, thank you very much. I don't want her record. I have had the ability to not only be a state prosecutor, a federal prosecutor, general counsel for a state agency, and I've been in private practice doing civil litigation, doing pro bono work where I've gotten pardons for young men who've gotten mixed up in the criminal justice system and corrected their lives. You have to have a broad base of experience on all sides so you can understand justice. Not convictions, but justice, because that's the role of the prosecutor.
Now, this job, and it's the state's attorney in Cook County. I mean, this is a job, as we've seen in the last 3 or 4 months, that grabs headlines, and it seems that it is a political job. It is where politicians are at. Do you feel like you have the experience to be a leader of not only the Cook County State's Attorney's Office, but be a leading politician in that office?
I don't like the term politician these days, because politician has become synonymous with doing nothing, putting your own self-interest first before the public self-interest. So to me, the state's attorney's office isn't a political job. It is a job where you follow the evidence, no matter where it leads, no matter to whomever it leads.
But it's a lightning rod. I mean, whether it's supposed to be or not, right?
Well, here's the problem. The problem is that the establishment, listen, both my opponents are supported by the established political ruling class here. You got Ed Burke and Mike Madigan supporting Anita Alvarez. You have Joe Berrios and Tony Preckwinkle doing everything for Kim Fox. And the problem is that they want to control the power of indictment. And it shouldn't be controlled by politicians. The people of Cook County have to take back the political system.
So if you became state's attorney, would you start looking into corruption issues in the county then?
Shocking, but I would.
So what's an example of something that you would open up and start looking at?
Well, for instance, the Sun-Times reported that Ms. Preckwinkle and Ms. Fox traded county contracts, for political contributions. That, to me, is problematic. The fact that our aldermen have tied the hands of their inspector general to look at how they implement programs with our tax dollars. I mean, why can't the inspector general look at it? What's going on with
those
programs?
So would you investigate the city council? Like, for instance, Ed Burke's workman comp program. Would you look at
that? If there's evidence that would cause me to open an investigation, I would investigate, because the Cook County State's Attorney has to be independent so that she is willing to prosecute crime no matter who commits it. Yes.
Donna Moore is a candidate for State's Attorney, Cook County State's Attorney, in the Democratic primary, which is next Tuesday. Let's take a break. Come back. We'll talk more about the candidacy and the office here on The Download. Stay with us. It's The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's candidate week here on the show. Mike Fouché is with me. We're talking to candidates for the Democratic primary for Cook County State's Attorney. Tonight, Donna Moore is here. Before the break, we kind of started talking about the criminal justice system. There's a lot about reform. The Cook County president today, Tony Preckwinkle, set out an agenda, a comprehensive plan for reform of criminal justice. What's your take on that?
Well, first of all, I wonder why Tony Preckwinkle put that out and not Kim Fox. But again, in my mind, one in the same. They're one and the same. We have talked a lot about reform in the system and how to get better outcomes with the money that we're spending. You have to look at each case individually, but there are situations where career offenders need to be treated harshly and differently than a first-time low-level offender. And what I believe the president is talking about is how we can improve how we deal with low-level nonviolent offenders, whether they're in the juvenile system or in the adult system. And it involves alternative punishments. So if somebody is mentally ill, if somebody is drug addicted, you know, what I have suggested is a mental health policy whereby you take these people and you don't put them in Cook County jail, which doesn't do them any good, and we instead have licensed mental health care facilities that are cheaper than Cook County jail.
Well, the sheriff has been all over this issue, and to be fair, I mean, the state's attorney, the incumbent Anita Alvarez right now, she went out of her way for marijuana offenses. She's looking for different ways to change the way that they prosecute low-level crimes. Is it enough?
Well, Anita Alvarez was a day late and a dollar short on low-level marijuana offenses. You know, other offices throughout the country were doing this 5 years ago. She became a reformer when she had candidates running against her for her reelection for this third term. So to say that she's a reformer rings a bit hollow.
Is she a hang 'em high kind of prosecutor?
She is about convictions and not about justice. And I think we've seen that in her office. She fights wrongful convictions. She fights the release of people. She drags her feet in having people who are not guilty of crimes who are imprisoned. On one of the editorial boards, she said, no, she welcomes this information. And yet, if you read the Northwestern protests, discussion about his experience with the office, it's quite the opposite. So I don't I don't view her as a reform-minded state's attorney.
So speaking of reform, you know, one of the things that's come up a lot in the past few months has been issues with how the Fraternal Order of Police, Chicago Fraternal Order of Police union contract with mm-hmm. Chicago is set up, and that there are certain stipulations that police officers get. Are there problems with the contract that limit the state's attorney from being able to do their job well?
Well, the state's attorney obviously doesn't have control over the bargaining or the union contract with the Chicago police. And let me just say this. You know, most of our police officers are doing a darn good job out there. I mean, they're putting their lives on the line every single day to keep us safe. They have to make split-second decisions. And, you know, hindsight has 20/20 vision. But that said, they need to understand where the line is, and the line is the law. And if they cross that line, nobody's above the law. I don't care if you're white, black, or wearing navy blue. And in my mind, Anita Alvarez has not drawn that line, has not communicated that to the Chicago police. And because of that, I think officers don't know. Because, wow, if they can hide this case, if I'm not going to get prosecuted on this case, then maybe it's okay if I perjure myself on the stand. But then, take the Glenview police case, then if it becomes a front page news story, the politics enter into it. And within a day, after waiting almost a year, Anita Alvarez.
So you believe that
the
job of the state's attorney is to set that line, to let police officers know that you can't cross this line?
Yes. Because you have to prosecute crime no matter who commits it. A police officer isn't above the law. So I think we have to recognize that they have a very tough job. I'd like to see more joint training between the police officers and the state's attorney's office so both sides understand what's needed and be flexible, but you can't cross the line.
Let me ask you this, because this is a big part of prosecuting in Cook County is race. I mean, there is so much to be said about the jails being filled with black and brown people. They're not being unfairly treated by the police department. You see the protests after videos come out from Laquan McDonald's and others. You know, for you as someone who wants to be the state's attorney, what's your relationship? What do you say to the minority communities of Cook County when it comes to this office?
The state's attorney's office needs to be consistent in how it prosecutes. So if, in fact, they're going to take a low-level drug offense of, you know, a 16-year-old up in Skokie or Glencoe, and they're going to let the parent come and pick up that child and not charge, we have to have the same policy in Englewood. And you have to be out in the communities. So they begin, we have to re-earn community trust in the state's attorney's office because we have lost it, and in particular in black and brown communities. So the state's attorney has to be out there. They have to do things not just related to criminal justice, but to help the community in general. And in that way, if you're open and you're consistent and you're fair in your policies, you will regain the community trust.
Donna Moore is the candidate for state's attorney, Cook County state's attorney in the Democratic primary, which will be next Tuesday, March 15th. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.